As you will. Melisande of Achaïe took the cup from his hands and drank long and deep. There was only half a swallow of wine remaining when she offered it back to him. And now, you. His hands were shaking, but he made himself bestrung. A maester of the citadel must not be afraid. The wine was sour on his tongue. He let the empty cup drop from his fingers to shatter on the floor. "He does have power here, my lord," the woman said, "and fire cleanses." At her throat, the ruby shimmered redly. Cresson tried to reply, but his words caught in his throat. His cough became a terrible thin whistle as he strained to suck in air. Iron fingers tightened around his neck. As he sank to his knees, still he shook his head, denying her power, denying her magic, denying her God. And the cowbells pealed in his antlers, singing, "Fool! Fool! Fool!" while the red woman looked down on him in pity, the candle flames dancing in her red, red eyes.